We're visiting now with Justin Laycock, District Ranger, Grays River District. Justin, thanks for joining us today. But of course, the big news is that we've got a closure on the lower grays below that Porcupine Slide because of safety. Can you bring us up to date on what's happening?
Yes, thanks for having me. So last week, we have been working with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Walla Walla District, to put together some modeling to tell us what would happen if we ended up with a landslide that dammed up the Grays River and all of that water backing up behind there, breaking loose, and what those impacts would be downstream. So what the modeling tells us is how that will impact downstream if that were to happen.
And the scenario was that it would do some damage along the way. While Alpine sits up rather high, there would still be some damage.
Correct.
And what could we expect from the modeling?
Right. And so definitely there's three bridges on the Grays River located on the forest end of things that could be impacted.
There are three bridges on the Grays River that could be impacted, you said?
Right. And so with that, the road along the Grays River, some of the low points on that road could be impacted with a wall of water if that dam were to break loose. And so identifying that people are still using the road and the potential for some of them to be caught on that road if that dam were to break loose was our biggest concern. And that was the trigger point for us to put the closure at the Alpine Trailhead.
Okay. Closure is effective when?
As soon as we get the sign up there this afternoon, when the sign is in place, effective today.
Okay. And the long-term plan, what are we looking at with this? I know that's a little difficult because spring does its own thing. We've got rain, we got snow, but what are we going to do with this long-term? Because essentially, it's a big part of our economy, the Alpine economy. What's the long-term plan?
Right. And our number one priority was threat to life and property. Secondary to that was the infrastructure that could be threatened, the road and those bridges. And third would be the access back into that area. Mm-hmm. So we identified that the threat to life and property to the town of Alpine was pretty low. There were a few houses that sat lower that could have a potential of being impacted. Those folks have been notified and pretty low risk there. And then we do know that the threat to the infrastructure, roads and bridges, is still there. And with that, we are in the process of requesting extra federal relief emergency type funding.
Get some funds in there to help work on this.
Yes.
And that'd be a scenario, I'm guessing, that would take us into the spring. Hopefully, our U.S. delegation could help us round up those funds and get the country back open at least for the summer months, right?
We're hoping, best case scenario, it could be open for some of the summer months. As that slide area is still moving and very unstable, the biggest concern is when that stabilizes enough to get in there and actually do some work and restore access.
And that's the part you're not in control of, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, Justin Laycock, District Ranger, anything else we haven't gone over here that you want to talk about? Once again, shutting down the Grays River Road, marking the sign there at the trailhead, the road head there at Alpine saying it's closed. Anything that you'd like to offer as a summary statement?
I do want to stress the importance of following that closure order at the Alpine Trailhead and recognizing that that was done for the safety of any of those users that might be up in there. And that dam could break loose at any point.
Okay, very good. Justin Laycock, District Ranger, Grays River.